"Watch it," his father said. But then we all went outside and looked at the sky. We looked for the pilot star, close beside the second star in the handle of the Big Dipper. "If you could see that one," Johnson said, "then your eyesight was good enough to get you into the Air Force." Mike was standing a little ahead of me and to one side. He was actually closer to Sunny than he was to me. Nobody was behind us, and I wanted to brush against him, just lightly and accidentally against his arm or shoulder. Then, if he didn't stir away, out of courtesy, taking my touch for a genuine accident, I wanted to lay a finger against his bare neck. Was that what he would have done if he had been standing behind me? Was that what he would have been concentrating on instead of the stars? I had the feeling, however, that he was a scrupulous man. He would refrain. He had slept in the guest bedroom the night before, but tonight he'd moved downstairs to the fold-out sofa in the front room. Sunny had given him fresh sheets rather than on-making and making up again the bed he had left for me. "He's pretty clean," she said, "and after all, he's an old friend." Lying in those same sheets did not make for a peaceful night. I knew that he wouldn't come to me, no matter how small the risk was. It would be a sleazy thing to do in the house of his friends. And how could he be sure that it was what I wanted? Or that it was what he really wanted? Even I was not sure of it. Up till now, I had always been able to think of myself as a woman who was faithful to the person who she was sleeping with at any given time. My sleep was shallow, my dreams monotonously lustful, with irritating and unpleasant subplots. All night, or at least whenever I woke up, the crickets were singing outside my windows. At first, I thought it was birds. I had lived in cities long enough to have forgotten how crickets can make a perfect waterfall of noise. Everybody was invited to brunch the next morning at the house of some neighbours who had a swimming pool. Mike said that he thought he would rather just go round the golf course if that would be okay.